Hi, friends. Welcome to Think Out Loud with me, a chatcast whose purpose is to prove that getting out of your own head and your own way is not only doable, but profoundly rewarding. Start talking, start connecting, start exercising the universally accepted, irrevocable license to be curious held by every single one of us, to engage others in constructive and enlightening communication, connection, community, clarity. This concept of self, work on the self, self-awareness, self-management, all of the self starts within. Within our bodies, our minds, our energy, our spirit, we are actually in the very beginning stages of understanding just how intricately linked and complex and badass the self is in mental, emotional, and physical forms. It's fascinating just how powerful we are as humans, if we just take the time to consider it all. What a world we would be in if we learned how to tap into our own perfectly unique, crazy, beautiful, complex, magnificent, colorful, wonderful selves. Together, we could ignite billions, billions upon billions of unique superpowers. Tell me what's next. Okie dokie, hey now. It's a beautiful day and I'm smiling. I'm recording a fresh episode of Think Out Loud with me with a fantastic guest, Dr. Ryan Pilsner. I have been chasing this man around his office for many months, begging him, actually pleading with him to sit down with me long enough to think out loud together about all sorts of yummy stuff. Before we get into that yummy stuff, though, I'd like Dr. Ryan to introduce himself. Hey, Dr. Ryan, can you tell my peeps a little bit about you?
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. So I'm a chiropractor, and what I love to do is I love the adventure of expressing potential. Just in every part of my life, that's what I live for. And during my day job at the office, I get to do that with people. I get to do it with my three little kids, with my wife. I love projects. I mean, it's just, I love seeing potential in things and nurturing that potential just to bring out its more potential, its hidden potential inside of there. So it's been awesome working with you and doing that. And I really thrive off my previous background is going through a lot of adversity with my health, to learn from that, to be able to connect, understand, and just have that why be so big, as far as like when someone can see their potential push through, is just amazing things are available to them.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually, in the realm of my trend over these last several episodes and guests has been mental fitness. And so this concept of the connection between the physical and the mental, really tying into the power that you have within. You had an actual experience of physical catastrophe, right? That you had to recover from to turn you onto chiropractic.
Yeah, I feel like I've been gifted that multiple times in my life, and each time it's a little different version. And having the right perspective got me through it. Looking back on it, and then just, it's some of the most valuable things I ever went through. And so, part of my purpose is even if I don't speak it, to experience what that was like when someone else is going through that, so that I can connect with them and help them move forward. And sometimes it's helpful to share it, but sometimes just knowing what someone else is going through really helps them push through, because sometimes you have to see the outcome before they can see it.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet you, I can relate to that, because I came to find you in a point, I would imagine, that while I felt like my situation in meeting you was unique, but it also was pretty textbook. I had spent months upon months hovered over a keyboard in the depths of Zoom hell, during COVID. With all kinds of other variables swirling around, and going from that just really complex frying pan into holy crap, save me from myself. And I'm being dramatic because that's what it felt like. I was literally referred to you by my dentist, who I'm remembering now was like, you need to see somebody about what's going on. Like, you're really tight all over the place. I had lockjaw, was the official referral. Let's go see. I know this guy named Dr. Ryan, and he's been known to help. So It's been good to reconnect to chiropractic care. But I've never known the level at which you can hear my puppy dogs. The level at which you perform, it's at a different level, and I know you've heard that before. But let me describe what I experience with you, and then we're going to get to thinking out loud together, because that's what we're here for. For you, for me, in your care, it's a whole person care. So it is at the core of your being, you know, runs in your world. It's literally a spine, but it's also it's at the center of who we are, right? And we take care of the physical aspects. The physical subluxations in our lives come from actual, real, tangible trauma. There's also a whole conceptual set of subluxations and trauma that is mental, that has direct link to that core spine of our being, the spine of our spiritual spine. I'll go there, right? Mm-hmm. And so finding alignment in our entire spine, in our core and that brain, you know, is something that I really gelled with you. It centered around a super simple concept of the wellness illness spectrum. And one of the things you do in your practice is educate, which is another part of whole person support. We learned in a workshop about this wellness illness spectrum. It clicked for me. I want to recreate that a little bit with you so that folks can understand it really is about the direction we're facing. And that there's so much potential for ourselves with just some changes in the direction that we're facing. Are you up for that kind of thinking?
Definitely.
When you're doing these workshops, as I get this up on the screen, and I'm going to describe it for listeners and leave it in the links to the show. When you're setting up this illness wellness continuum, the spectrum, give me your role in for this workshop that you give.
I believe like we all grow up and we see things through a lens that's taught to us through society, through our parents. I mean, anyone that we've ever been connected to, we looked up to teach us a lens or a spectrum or a paradigm, whichever word you want to use for it. And I mean, the biggest thing I've seen is like, if you look at the health of Americans, I mean, it leads to sick lifestyles. I mean, just flat out, it's just no matter what statistic you look at, we are not as healthy as the rest of the world. I mean, in general, if you look at generalize it, with more obesity, more heart disease, I mean, more preventable illness inside of here. And so the biggest thing is I started realizing is I really, I grew up in this spectrum, like constantly looking, assuming no symptoms is healthy is number one. That's the number one thing we go south on is thinking because we feel fine, we're healthy. Wrong. And the second thing is like only focus on disease or symptoms when it's present and really like fear of it. I mean, you look at all over the news. I mean, you look at the drug commercials on TV and make you like,
right.
They rattle off the symptoms. You're like, oh my gosh, do I have that? Do I have this thing? Do I have like, we're constantly being focused. Like our heads are pointed towards focusing on the disease, and it's no different than, you know, you get a brand new car. And you think that's the most amazing car in the world. It's so special. You have this really special color, this sort of thing. And as soon as you get it, you see that same car driving all over the town. You never saw it before because your perspective's different. You see things differently once you're in awareness of that or pointing that direction.
Yes.
And so what I've seen is people that focus on running away from a disease tend to, like, what their focus is on is the cancer. If someone's saying, okay, my mom had cancer, I do not want to get cancer. Everything I do is I want to get cancer. What are they focusing their mental energy on? Cancer.
Cancer.
Versus someone else that says, like me personally, my mom had cancer. And you know what? Lots of people have cancer. And in fact, we all have cancer at some degree. We have cells that are cancerous. Our body, our immune system picks up on it, kills it, and nothing happens from it. So, I mean, in essence, throughout our lives, pretty much everyone has cancerous cells. It's just normally our immune system fakes it out, so it never turns into anything. Versus someone that says, you know what, my health, my family had this health challenge, so I want to focus on all the healthy things possible. I want to be the very healthiest person possible. I want to exercise. I want to eat healthy. I want to address my mental stress. I want to get toxins out. I have a great relationship. Like, how do I get intense and constantly moving forward on that? You know what? That person is going to have more happiness. They're going to feel better. They're going to have more health versus the person that's just like scared saying, okay, is this coming for me? Is this coming for me? That's a fear mentality. That affects every cell in your body. And guess what? That creates a disease state inside of it. So that's just like a little like snapshot on like the paradigm shift. I believe that most of us would be, I mean, would benefit making, the people do shift. It is shifting towards moving forward towards health. And what's the one next step forward I need to do instead of just hoping, crossing our fingers, hoping everything's good or worse yet, yeah, just trying to like run away from the scary thing, run away from the disease.
Yeah. I think what I relate to, similar just in the realization of where you're living, you know, in which for me, again, kind of which direction I'm facing, you know, this continuum to my left is like you're saying, these signs and symptoms and taking those, as the only reason to be activated for any reason, and then living within a fear-based system around those symptoms that they're marketed to, they're, you know, it's an emotional overtake on both sides. Both sides have an emotional engagement factor, right? But for what I realized was that of the just insane amounts of money and profit made in us feeling those symptoms and thinking all hell is about, you know, is and continuing to layer on prescriptions and never ever really getting down to a baseline to know what are you really, where's your humans, yourself, your human self's baseline? Where, mm-hmm. where do you start? Where do you get involved in this? That is that it feels like that side of the spectrum. Like it's just, it really clicked for me in that, that this is where life happens to me. It's just constant, right? Signs, symptoms, yeah. To say, it's just like, and it is, it's literally a bending over of defense. Like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting for the next phone call to tell you you're going to die or someone else has died or they have died tragic. Like we're in this state of reaction, and we have been trained that way. I can't imagine it's going to happen overnight that we all just blossom up and turn and say, whoa, I want to be well. Dump all of this crazy. No. Yeah, it's going to take time. And I think part of that realignment does have to happen. Let's think out loud with me about the mental physical connections, like the actual, let's talk about the physical spine. And when you're feeling like what a subluxation ties to in your stomach ties to then sends energetic anxiety through because you're tangled up in the front. And if you would just let release here, like just think out loud with me about the inner workings of all of like our fantastic bodies.
Yeah. I mean, and really what, I mean, I stumbled through my childhood trying to find my health and really like, chiropractic turned my life around, but it wasn't until I got to chiropractic school and started sitting through chiropractic philosophy classes where like, I could like put these things together and understand it, like put words to it. And really, I mean, I think the best way to explain it is like, if I just go back to like what chiropractic was founded on is there's an innate intelligence inside the body that regulates, controls, heals everything for our whole life. And I mean, just what we've seen is that's influence. It's influence. You can influence that with the nervous system, and it's controlled through the nervous system, or at least send signals through there. And so, I mean, that's where it's like innate knows what we need to do perfectly every single time.
Yep.
I mean, you think about all the things in your body that go perfectly all the time. And we focus on maybe, oh my gosh, I get a headache like once a month or something like that. Like the rest of the days, like all throughout the days, your body's functioning amazingly. And there's a regulation. It doesn't just happen. There's intelligence to it. You can't deny that. And so that's the thing is like, if there's intelligence going to your stomach, telling it what to do, I mean, if that can't get there because there's a subluxation or just that signal's being interfered with, or even just think about a static and a phone line back when there used to be like static and phone lines, like the signal's maybe getting there, but maybe not 100%. So things go a little bit haywire, but you just think, I mean, those same signals are controlling your hormones. I mean, that's mental health. If we're facing this fear-based mentality where people are so easy to control and so easy to sell things to, I mean, that's releasing hormones inside your body and creating inflammation that's going to affect the digestive system, that's going to affect your mental health, that's going to affect your joints, you're going to have pain, and it's just like the cyclic process. And it's like something's got to break that loop. And so that's the cool thing is like when someone walks in my office, I see they're stuck in this loop. It's such an amazing thing. First of all, to give people hope. We do that number one. A lot of times people see that they can be empowered and they can start turning around. They have to make the choice, but they can start turning around and walk in the other direction. But then the physical adjustment, a lot of times that stimulus into the nervous system connects brain with body, innate intelligence functions better. And things, I mean, the body starts functioning better and starts healing up. And that added with the hope, you got to have the hope first, and then you have to have break that cycle. And then as soon as that happens, that's my most favorite thing to do is just sit back and watch what the body does with that, because that's when the fun stuff comes out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had some fun in your office. I love coming to see you. And I am nodding because it's a dose of hope. So the first thing we're going to give you is like a big giant, and I don't know in the shape I was in, you know, that was the first thing I needed was just like, here, let's give you some hope. You know, this is going to be okay. Right. And you find yourself emotionally, physically facing a direction of just feeling completely battered. And so the concept of hope is something that someone has to kind of tap on your shoulder and introduce to you. And then you're like, oh, hey. And then I want to talk about like, so it's an intervention. It's a hope, an intervention of hope, right? It's a spoke, it's a pencil in the spokes, and which was sometimes not nice to do. Another workshop you did, and maybe we kind of take this as another reason to get in together, because flipping the script, facing a different direction and looking in the direction with your arms open and your head up and your mind, you know, ready for growth and education and awareness and health. It doesn't just happen overnight. Things have to start to fall into place. You have to chip away at it. One of the exercises that you had us really think about was what do you spend your money on? How do you invest, you know, literally? What are you spending your money on? Because if money is a currency that you've worked to earn,
mm-hmm.
You're trading it value for something, and it's a reflection of what you value.
Mm-hmm.
Think on that a little bit more with me.
Yeah. I mean, I think it puts it in like, perspective is like when something is more valuable, you spend more money on it, right? I mean, I'm going to spend more money on my car than of the coffee I just bought. I mean, there's more value tied to that. So if we can, the three commodities in life, time, energy, and money. I mean, those are the thing. I mean, we only get a certain amount of those three things, and they're so very important. You can only put so much time into something, energy, and money. You can always make more money, but it's hard to, you can always get more energy, but the time thing, that's a tough thing. To add more to it. That's limited, but really, I challenge people. It's like, okay, if health is your greatest asset. And that's the first thing is like we go through that. It's like, what's your greatest asset?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a lot of times people would say, you know what, my family and my career, I've worked my whole career on this thing or this business or whatever is someone's or my church or whatever that is, that's their purpose in life. But you think about it, what happens if you lose your health? You cannot serve that family, those kids, that hearth, like everything suffers. Your greatest asset, I mean, everyone's got to make their own choice. Typically, it comes down to our health. Without our health, those things don't matter. And so if health is our greatest asset, then looking at like, how are you investing in it? I mean, because if your retirement's your greatest asset, how are you investing it? People say, you know, this comes out, 3% comes out of my paycheck, 3% matches. They know that. They get that for their 401k. Okay, let's look at the health savings account, the real health savings account, not the one in the bank, the one in the cloud, and say, you know what? Pull out your bank statement and look at it with a highlighter. I mean, I challenge people to do this, like be accountable to yourself. Highlight the things you're investing in your health. Prescription drugs do not count. That does not add health. That covers up symptoms. So you can cross that off your list. But you know what? If you're going to Whole Foods or Sprouts or something and buying organic groceries or vitamins or supplement, there you go. Highlight that. If you're gym membership, highlight that. Have a therapist, acupuncture, yoga, I mean, Reiki, I mean, whatever your things are, you go through that. If you have a health coach, a personal trainer, I mean, those all add health to our lives. And so look at that. What's your number? And if you're embarrassed to do that, or if you don't want to look at it and you say, oh my gosh, I spend more at fast food restaurants and the liquor store than this. You know what? It's a starting point. Don't beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. But maybe just say, you know what? I want to be in balance. And so how are you going to start like taking maybe a little bit of money from that? So, you know, I spend $100 a month on fast food. I don't know. I personally don't for sure, but and how am I going to reallocate that to that? It won't cost you any more money because that's the biggest thing. Some people just say, I don't have enough money to help.
Right.
I can't go there. Well, really? Like, let's be analytical about it. And same thing, I'd say the same thing with time. Look at your calendar, whether it's digital or paper. Where are you scheduling time for your health? Mm-hmm. Because if you just say, you know what, I want to work out, but I'll do it at home if I have enough energy at the end of the day, good luck with that.
Good luck.
It's just like, so start scheduling time for your health, start budgeting money for your health. And then the energy time, that's tough. I mean, it's tough to schedule energy, but those two things you can really measure and you can really plan for it too.
Yeah. Boy, yeah, that was eye-opening for me to do. And that was just even 10 months ago. For me, it was the sheer number of numbing and excuses I was investing in. What it is. It's distractions.
Yeah.
You know, it's total
all around distractions.
It's numbing. Mm-hmm. It's disassociation. It's procrastination. Like for me, it just yelled like, what are you doing? Right. And that can be, it can be super. Some folks would rather not see that. They would rather not take that step. It's scary to look at, and I think self-awareness is not for the, it's not just something we flick on a light and all of a sudden we become self-aware. It takes this kind of discomfort to think about what we want to change. It takes a little bit of vulnerability, and you don't have to like come in sobbing like I do. I mean, I'm a full, you know, sopping, drizzling, throbbing mess, you know, but if you dip a toe into vulnerability and just start to look at some things, out, maybe even out loud with somebody that you trust, it doesn't have to be this massive shift in your whole freaking world. It can be slights until it feels more comfortable to do another slight and then another slight, which ends up being even more comfortable. So then you double. I mean, you've got momentum in your own favor.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's where some people go south is they just try to like say, I'm going to just overhaul it all at once. I mean, that's stressful, and that's change is stressful. A lot of people can't handle just like doing a U-turn on there, but that's where like so many people are so outcome-based versus process-based.
Yes.
I mean, we're just looking at like, well, I want to be healthy. I want to get there. And well, when am I going to be healthy? When, or even chiropractic care, when can I stop coming here? When can I stop coming here? When can I stop coming here? When it's sometimes changed their life, they're looking for the end of it, where like I challenge people, like have victories and celebrate the process of it. Like if you're eating health, I mean, celebrate cooking at home dinner with healthy ingredients for a week. I mean, celebrate that. I mean, celebrate that. Don't look for when am I going to lose 10 pounds and then I'm going to stop. Cause then you're just constantly just trying to patch things up. So the hard part is we are all so outcome driven and not process driven. And like, it's hard to just like cherish and have value in process, but the people that do that tend to get the outcomes they want. And the people that are outcome driven tend to give up. They quit.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
In all their, even exercise, anything like that.
Yeah. The idea of process and outcomes both just for me boils down to each of us being on this journey. And some of us are looking for some things and some of us are looking for others. More and more this, you know, if we take a step up a couple floors, we are in a massive shift in, you know, just globally. You know, we've come out of some pretty heavy and continue to be in heavy. But what has come, I think what has percolated from all of the crazy is this growing connection between humans who wish to help. And there is very much a place for process and you know, checking the list and, you know, plan, strategy, execute, you know, repeat kind of thing. That's all good. There's a place for that. There's also very much a place for more of a horizontal, holistic, whole person, surrounding, nurturing community. I very much consider you a part of that, that I literally could reach out and grab your hand and say, I can count on him. He's committed to this he is fully into this concept of community. He lives it. He breathes it. If he is healthy and giving and of himself and his crew, his family, everything that touches it, you get what you put out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is community, right? And that was the bit of hope that I really needed, was to walk into into that and actually feel it and say, okay, I need to go back and get a little bit of dose of that. Whatever that hope looks like for folks to put a little spoke, you know, pencil in that spoke and stop that conversation, that loop that says you don't deserve health, is gelling for me as a purpose behind this Think Out Loud, concept. The more people like you and I and you and a zillion other people are thinking like this and sharing, maybe we'll stick a pencil in somebody else's spoke like you did in mine.
I mean, obviously, I mean, you think about something I said to that dentist, honestly, probably a couple of years ago, stuck a pencil in his spoke enough for him to be aware enough to, I mean, it's funny you came for your job, but he knew it. And then maybe he didn't know how to like verbalize it, but he's like, you need to be there. And maybe the jaw was the vessel or whatever, the excuse to do it. But
yeah,
you think about it, like just in having conversations and just sharing truth, I mean, it resonates with people, it sticks with them, and it comes out at the right time. Like when he was with you and said, you know, hey, there's this 10, you're so tight, you need to go there. And if you would ask why,
yeah,
he maybe just said, well, he does a good job with jaws. Well, there we go. But yeah, whatever it is, like, at some point, I know that dentist well, but I also know that he knew, like whether he verbalized it or not, that there was more going on than just dental issues. So
yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah. And then I can then bring Paul into your world, and you've done, you know, talking about the connection between mental and physical, and so yeah, it is all interconnected and gorgeous and beautiful and valuable to just. And to celebrate this, you talk about things to celebrate, like, yay, I got you. And I, mm-hmm. and I adore your brain. And I want to keep thinking out loud with you. If we, have another chance to come together, and I can tackle you for another half hour, 45 minutes. Would you be open to that?
Of course. Yeah. We just scratched the surface. I mean, I don't think we scratched the surface.
No, I don't. I think actually you and I could pull together. When I come to your workshops now, I watch your presentations and whatever, and I'm like, oh, we could do that. We could do that. I could do an interpretive dance there. And then I jump out from behind the table there and be like, yahoo.
That'd be awesome. We'll have the music. We need your podcast music and then the dancing.
We'll get them. We'll get them from all directions. Seriously though, parting thoughts, before we sign off on this episode.
No, I mean, I love this topic, and I think the paradigm shift is just like, so many people need to be woken up. Like, they are just so focused on the negative, they turn on the news, watching the next thing that's going to be rolled out. I mean, it's one after another. I mean, there's so much fear out there. There's so much, just demoralizing our health, like not giving us hope that we are made to be healthy. That's our default, but we're programmed differently. And so I think this is a huge one. It's just maybe to shake people up a little bit, say there's another perspective out there. And if you choose to go down that path, I mean, you're connected with all sorts of people wherever you want to start. Different people start at different places, but there's people out there that can come alongside you and can make the path a lot easier than you trying to figure out yourself. I appreciate what you're doing. And I just like, this message is something that I think is so many people are looking for, especially now, you know, after the last 2 years, just people are looking for truth. And this is 100% truth when there's so much misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. And I think this is such a positive thing to focus on. So I really hope people get a lot of benefit and appreciate you so much, because you're taking your time to do this and you're digging into uncomfortable stuff that most people don't want to talk about. And I respect that 100%, because that's where growth happens.
It is. And it's a trip. It's so rewarding to, in real time, feel myself heal. It's in to be able to talk about progress out loud is, I think, you know, we get our calling, and somehow I was chosen to live out loud. And I can't stop talking about it. So I'm going to quit fighting it, you know, and go for it and heal in the process. The joke's on all of you guys. I'm the one that's getting everything. I just, you know, I just follow everybody around until I tackle them for long enough to get it. So, but seriously, I appreciate you as a human, first and foremost. You're a fantastic human being. And thanks for thinking out loud with me today. And I will plan to have you back. I'll put a link to a certain few things that we talked about in here. And I'd love to introduce folks that are listening to me locally, just to how they can get in touch with you. You have an incredible business that you run. I have respect for how you do your daily. And I'd love for folks to meet you that way too. So I will put all of that in my episode notes. Signing off with Dr. Ryan Pilsner. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks.